start out with y'all having a couple of Coronas. So, and the sweet lens that y'all have on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the record. Y'all dropped it in September of last year, correct?
Yeah.
It has a huge sound. It's awesome. I really dig it.
Thank you. Cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy with it.
So, what's y'all's creative process? Like, how do you go about writing and recording and figuring out, you know, how to lay songs out?
All secret? it comes about in a couple of different ways. Like, either we're down here and, you know, somebody picks up the guitar and suddenly there's a riff and we jam that for a while and see what happens, you know. Or other times I might be coming down here with a couple of riffs and then we work on those and see where that goes. I think those two,
That's mainly it.
Yeah, that's pretty much how we go about writing songs anyway.
Yeah.
But then we recorded with Oscar, which is like an old friend, and we had him on for the first album as well. And so we kind of just told him that we wanted to go a bit dirtier, a bit bigger, and you know, he's pretty easy going, easy to work with, so it was all pretty
smooth.
Yeah. You know?
Very cool, yeah. No, like I was saying, it definitely has a big sound to it, everything. Are y'all playing in C standard?
C standard or A sharp, I believe you guys call it.
Okay.
Like a down.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, those are the two ones, the different ones. Haven't fucked around with any other weird tunings or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember starting out playing, you know, it was like a whole new world with drop D. So, you know,
yeah.
Like just totally, yeah. You know, when you're 13, 14, just kind of like your mind is expanding as you find drop D. So.
Yeah, it's true. It was the same for me, but then, like, when you start adding notes to that drop, like that chord, you know, like that's when you can do some pretty cool stuff, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely, I lean more towards the heavier, thicker sounding tones that come out of a guitar, tons of fuzz and everything. There's just something about it that, you know, and then you come in with just like crashing drums and stuff, and it just sounds cool.
Yeah, I agree. You can like let those strings ring out by not even touching the fretboard.
Yes.
And that's a chord. So that's, yeah, I agree.
Well, so when did you all start playing as a band?
You guys go back.
Yeah, we started out, I had come off a band in like December of 2015, I think. And then in panic, started up another band and asked like an old friend if he would join on bass. So, beginning of 2016, I would say, and then we found a drummer. We had a couple members coming in and out, you know. And so, yeah, I would say January 2016.
Cool. How long have y'all been playing instruments?
Since I was 16, 17, maybe, playing drums in different punk and hardcore bands, mainly. Yeah, I'd say 16 or 17.
Yeah, same for me, actually. I played hockey until, like, from 7 to 14 or 15, and then I found a guitar, And then, you know.
And then that was the end of hockey.
Hockey was done. Yeah, it was around the time when Nirvana dropped Nevermind. You know?
Yeah.
So, oh, there's another message. We're getting updates on the phone.
Well, so, yeah, so speaking of Nirvana and Nevermind, what got you into heavy music? You know, what was kind of the gateway drug, per se, of getting you really started on the sound that y'all produce now?
Want to go first?
Go ahead. For me, it was basically starting out. I bought a bass because I was in love with the Sisters of Mercy from the UK, and also the Cure from the UK. I mean, at an earlier age, I was into Twisted Sister, Wasp, all of those bands. But then, like in my teens, I found these there was something dark about the Sisters of Mercy and the Cure, you know, and. Then Nirvana came along. I loved that, and Kurt talked about a band called the Melvins, and then I found those guys, and they were heavy as fuck. And he also talked about Black Sabbath, so I started to listen to them, and that's pretty much how I got here.
I think I started off listening to Guns N' Roses. That's the band that wanted me to start playing drums. Early age, more punk and hardcore. Started playing in bands like at the time of 16, 17. I don't know, I think it was around 12 or something. And I started listening to my own music, you know? Yeah. Somewhere around there, and then I think that's it.
That's cool. What are you listening to now? Like, what inspires you with from other bands?
I listen a lot to black metal, some death metal, a lot of hardcore, other doom bands, I guess. But it's more like, for me, it's more black metal influences all the time, in some way. Black metal, death metal, that kind of stuff. Some trash.
I'm obsessively listening to ZZ Top. And I'm listening to a lot of Waylon Jennings and I have a pretty sweet playlist going on Spotify, and it's a mix of like 80s synth, like you know, horror movie synth kind of stuff, and just old soul tunes, and you know, fucking heavy stuff too, but it's just like this wide range of music.
Yeah, so, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and I can just feel now, like when we play some riffs, some of the new riffs, like there's just no denying that you can feel a bunch of like ZZ Top in there, but it's like in the heavier style. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, for sure.
Very cool. Well, what do you all draw from with the lyrics in the new album?
Just like personal stuff and shit you go through in life, you know. But then you spice it up and you put it in a different context, like fucking wizards and dragons and stuff, epic stuff, you know. So I mean. bunch of stuff back there, but it's just not, you know, like, this is what it means to me. Maybe you just see the fucking wizard or whatever. I don't know. Like, it could be anything for anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, to me, it's like just personal stuff, you know?
Very cool. Well, what, you know, I've heard this from other bands, and I do it as well. And what do you personally get out of creating music?
It's just, to me, it just feels like if there wasn't music, I would just have to find out, like, who the fuck I am, because it's just been there since 14, 15, you know? So if it wasn't there, I really don't know who I am, you know what I mean?
It's the same here. I really can't imagine what I have been, what I would be doing without music at all.
Yeah, so it's just like a part of your existence, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no better feeling to me than, like, either getting home from work and, you know, you're jamming that night and you buy a couple beers and you head out and then you have a fucking awesome time. Like, that feeling, like, when you're creating stuff, but also just playing in front of people and noticing them, like, getting what you do, and they share their energy back and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, right, exactly. Now, that energy exchange is huge at live shows.
Yeah. And there's, like, you can't explain that to anybody. Unless you have been at a show or played a show.
Right.
So, yeah. It's a big thing.
Yeah. Have y'all been able to make any plans for future tours yet, or is it still kind of up in the air?
Both.
Yeah, it's a bit of both. We had some stuff planned for April. And then we were going to do Desert Fest in London in May. Those got wiped. And we have a week planned for September, but we don't know what's going to happen. We decided to move a longer tour from November to January next year. So we'll see how that goes, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not only shows, it's like life. You can't fucking plan anything right now,
right?
You know? So, I mean, here now, we have it kind of, it's pretty normal. Like, we go to work. Okay, a lot of people might work from home, but it's pretty much normal life, except all the fun, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can't plan for stuff at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, so next year, I think that's what most bands are looking into, and it'll be interesting to see how I mean, there's going to be so many bands wanting to tour next year, so
right.
It'll be interesting to see how that works out.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be a swarm.
Yeah.
There have been some articles here and there saying that, I don't know, some places here and there are trying to open up the venues and start to have concerts again, but no crowd surfing or moshing.
No punching.
Because we have to practice social distancing, and I'm like, man, like, there's no social distancing at a concert ever.
Yeah. I don't see how that would work.
Yeah.
Here in Gothenburg, they've done a couple shows at a drive-in theater.
Yeah.
So go there and sit in your car and experience the...
Yeah, you tune in the frequency and just can hear the thing going on there in that area.
It's an interesting concept, you know. I mean, at least they're trying to do something. But I could see that there would still be a difficulty in like an energy exchange, you know.
Yeah. It's not the same thing, but it's. I just think that everybody's trying to be creative and, you know, find ways to promote your shit, even though you can't move. You know, because like with shipping prices and stuff, you don't sell a lot of stuff online. You know, like you sell shit when you're on the road, right?
Yeah.
So when you can't go on the road, it pretty much sucks. I mean, we came out with the album. We did one tour with Monolord in February, and then. That was it, you know. So it feels pretty weird.
Yeah, I bet. That's a great lineup, Firebreather and Monolord together.
Yeah, good times. It's pretty amazing to see the crowd, like the crossover. You know, so simple to tour with those guys as well. You know, they're all friends of ours, and they're very professional and. Just enjoy coming along for the ride.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, no, that's very cool. Well, a big question that I personally have, so I have been a fan of particularly Swedish music for a very long time. The country itself produces a tremendous amount of talent from across different genres too. You know, I mean, you all have a really big pop scene and an incredible rock and an incredible heavy metal scene. And what's in the water or what's in the beer over there?
Yeah, have to do something with that. Like it's gonna be something.
Yeah, it's funny because every time I see this question, somebody says, well, you know they get their jam room subsidized over there, right? That's the answer. we can start study circles here, and then you like fill in your lists for your gatherings, and you send them in, and you get money. And so you can grab the money and like shave off the rent, you know, on the jam rooms and stuff. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't either, but it's awesome. I'm thankful for Sweden.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is, like, you hear this stuff a lot, like, Sweden has a lot of good bands, but that makes it so weird, because the music scene in Sweden is fucking awful, like, the live scene.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there's a shortage of places, people won't come out. It's, like, if you go to Germany, it's a whole different scene.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You have people out on a Monday night, Tuesday night, Sunday night, you know. In Sweden, it's a different scene, for sure.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So it's pretty weird how... But so many bands come from
here. No. Everyone's busy in their practice rooms, and then they go out to play in other countries.
Maybe that's the answer. We just want to get out of here. It's me. Boring.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's what I found when I first started touring, that it would be so much easier to book shows in Germany than in Sweden, than back in, you know, like back home. So, I don't know. That's it. So, yeah.
Interesting.
I think Swedish people might not be the most social folk in the world. You know? So, in the winter time, it gets very dark and cold and windy and we all hibernate. And then first light of sun appearance in April, people just go nuts and think that it's summertime. And the parks get crowded and the barbecues gets going, you know. So it's very off or on.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense with the cold and, yeah, and it also being dark and stuff. And
yeah.
All that.
It's hard when you, like, wake up in the morning and it's fucking pitch black. Then you go to work for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Come back, it's pitch black on your way home.
Yeah.
You know? It's pretty rough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, some, it can be rough, you know, the... Being in the South, in the United States, our summers are brutal, and sometimes they last 4 or 5 months at least. And sometimes we have hot falls, and like this last winter, we had, I don't know, maybe seven days, maybe 2 weeks worth of what we consider cold. You know, like maybe in the 20s.
You put a sweater on.
Yeah. Oh, you'll see people that are, you know, dressed up almost like starfish walking around when it's in the 40s over here. So, and don't even get me started about talking about if it snows, people freak out on the roads because none of us know how to drive on ice. So,
yeah. But it's funny. That's the same way here in Gothenburg. I don't know why, and I don't know how that's possible, but. If there's a bit of rain or snow, people can't fucking drive cars anymore. Yeah. No? What's going on? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was thinking about, you know, you're talking about that it's real on and off and stuff and that you have a lot of, you know, short days and things like that. And it was making me think of, you know, to where it's like, well, you know, music again just kind of rolls back around of becoming... a haven for so many people around the world, really. I mean, that really seems to be universal, that music can just really bring people together and inspire people. And, you know, and when you all are putting together, like a song or a riff, you know, or just jamming and noodling around and stuff, it's like, what keeps you going? You know, like if you're just kind of dragging ass you know, how do you get to where you pick up the drumsticks or you pick up the guitar again and keep playing?
I think for me, it's like I know that, okay, I'm going to have a bad day at work or whatever. Then I know, okay, so it's jam day today. Then I know I'm going to gain some fucking energy from it. I want to do it because it's a good routine, not just to be tired, because I feel good about it. It gives me like energy, and you know, somehow we always get tighter when we jam. Not every day in jamming is good, but I mean, we do something, you know, better than just lay on the couch, I guess.
Sometimes it's just willpower, like you don't fucking want to sit by the computer and record riffs because you don't have any, but you pick up the guitar and sit there anyway. Something happens, there's this riff or whatever, and you know, it takes you like in directions, like if you can find that thread that goes like through the riffs and that feeling and that like atmosphere you want to catch, if you can find that, and then it's easier to start, like, just go, you know, like sit up, write songs, even though it's late, even though you've worked fucking a full day and it's dark and kids are in bed or whatever. But sometimes you just gotta do it, and sometimes you don't, and you watch a crappy fucking show on Netflix or a good show on and hang out. But I don't know, it's hard to, like, when you come home from work in the wintertime in Sweden, it's fucking hard to, like, find the energy to do the next thing. You know what I mean? Like, if you hit that couch, it's close to impossible to do the next
thing. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But as soon as it gets brighter out and nicer weather, everybody just, you know, lives up. So that's the on and off I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. One, like, in, like, what you all were saying, too, you know, where a lot of times it does take just getting up and just forcing yourself or knowing that it's like, yeah, I got a rough day today, but then this becomes the highlight of the day. And because I noticed too, that it's like whenever I play even a little bit or just listen to music, you know, like I'll feel better, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And especially after like playing a live show or anything like that. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, you're totally jazzed up after that.
Yeah, like you said something about music brings us together before, but it also fucking takes you places, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing like music that can take you places where you've been before, like, take you back to memories and, you know, like, just also changing your mood or whatever.
Yeah.
It's so, so fucking powerful when you think about it.
Yeah, no, it is. Very cool.
I smell and music that can take you back to, you know, spots where you've been, things that you experienced, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you, like, you hear that song and you're right back there where you have that smell and like, oh shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That's weird how that works.
Well, very cool, guys. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk for a little bit.
Dude, thanks for being interested in our band.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I got a little while back, I got the new album and got a shirt. And then I was in the middle of moving, and I left the record on my turntable, and one of the records warped, so I'm going to need to order another one. So,
we'll work that out.
Yeah, I tried flattening it out, and then it's like, yeah, I was like, no! But,
yeah, probably not going to work.
Yeah, no, it hasn't worked in the best way, but so, that one will become a wall hanger.
Send us an email.
Yeah.